Ali Versailles joins us from TSN 1200 in Ottawa. Ali, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Always good to talk to you guys. And when you ask that question of the listener, have you ever won anything before, you're expecting the no, right? No, I've never won anything, but I love the hardcore fan that calls in all the time.
No, it's great. But it was kind of, well, I won something, you know, movie passes or something like that. But
with Dustin Nielsen.
Yeah, well, yeah. That evidently, that'd be big. But a trip to Winnipeg for the Heritage Classic, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good prize.
Yeah, not bad.
Now, the Senators are a team that, you know, I think they themselves obviously were not enamored with their season last year. They want to be better. Anytime you don't make the playoffs, you want to be better. So my question is, when you look at the trades they made, which had some people scratching their head a little bit, do you think right now today the Senators are a better team than they were at this time last year?
Oh, there's absolutely no question about that. And I heard you come in there and say that this is a very young hockey team. You know what? It's probably not nearly as young as you think that it is with the additions of Dion Phaneuf last year. You bring in Derek Brassard for Mika Zibanejad. You sign former Senator Chris Kelly from the Boston Bruins. And Clark MacArthur comes back to the lineup. And all of a sudden, you know, there's 4, 5, 6 veteran players along with Chris Neal and Mark Messot that you look at this team, and Pierre Dorion has changed everything about this team, from the head coach to the associate coach to making the deal for Derek Brassard to bringing in Kelly. Like, I mean, this is a completely different team than it was last year. I don't know if it's all going to work right away, like everybody, you know, from the management and the players think that it might, but this is a pretty good hockey team all of a sudden when you mix in Erik Karlsson and Mark Stone. You get Turris back from injury. You know, Jean-Gabriel Pageau played awfully well last year. So I think this is a lot better team than people are going to give it credit for in the first couple of months of the season. But it's all dependent, like every team, on if Craig Anderson can play. If he plays 60 games, 65 for this team, this is a guaranteed playoff team, in my opinion, and maybe a top 4 or 5 team in the conference. But if he doesn't play, they're in big trouble.
So, well, hey, I guess, you know, that's always the million-dollar question. But it's not a great question, though, because most people in Montreal aren't going into the season thinking, well, geez, Carey Price, you know, he's not going to play well, right? Like, so, you know, sure, injuries are always in the back of people's minds. But so let's say he doesn't play well. Do you have any faith in Andrew Hammond or any other goalies in the organization that they could carry the ball if he drops it?
No, not at all. Andrew Hammond had one of the greatest single runs of 23 games that we've ever seen a goaltender have. But they don't have much behind them. Matt O'Connor, the standout from college hockey a couple of years ago, and he picked Ottawa and then had a dreadful year last year until the last couple of months, got a little bit better in Binghamton, and then hurt himself. I just got back from London from the Senators rookie tournament, hurt himself there, and they hope he's going to be okay for main camp. But it's just Matt O'Connor and Chris Drieger behind Hammond and Anderson right now. So there's a lot riding on a 35-year-old goaltender here in Ottawa. I don't think there's any question about that. Now, if he plays and just plays decently, all of a sudden your top four of Erik Karlsson and Mark Messot and Cody Ceci and Dion Phaneuf looks pretty good. And then, like I said, the additions, I think Derek Brassard this year and maybe next year is going to be a much better player than Mika Zibanejad will for the New York Rangers. Now, in 5 years, you can revisit the question, but this is not a 4 or 5 year project anymore for Pierre Dorion. You don't bring in Dion Phaneuf and Chris Kelly and these guys and make the trade for Brassard if you're not planning on winning in the next couple of years. And I think they see their window right now as opposed to 3 or 4 years down the road. We'll see if that all comes together. But again, Craig Anderson is going to be the key in goal.
Do you think there's any kind of regret from trading Robin Leonard? Do they wish they would have held on to him?
I don't think so, and here's why. Like, Robin Leonard is one of the most enigmatic players I've ever seen, and at his best can be a franchise goalie. But there's always something with him, whether he's overweight or whether he's injured or whether he's going into another stratosphere with something that he says. There's always something. And the one guy that when you look down in the organization, say the rookie tournament, and guys were there, Colin White is a guy that is going to be, I think, a franchise center for this team. Now, it's not going to be, he's going to go back to Boston College. He's going to play this year. They haven't signed him yet, and I think they're waiting to see how he does this year. But I think Colin White and their first-round pick, Logan Brown, from the son of Jeff Brown, who is the head coach and GM of the 67s this year, 11th overall, I think they see those two guys as their franchise down the middle. They're 1-2 centers for a long time to come, but that won't be for a couple of years still. So will Robin Leonard be a good goalie in Buffalo when that team gets better? I think he will, but, man, it's tough to think that he's ever going to get to that I can play 60 games and you can count on me guy, because he's really never shown that over the course of his career. So great, great goaltender, but still question mark. So I think they feel pretty good about having Colin White in the organization.
Lee Versage joins us from TSN 1200 in Ottawa, discussing the Ottawa Senators. Now, looking at the Sens draft picks in the last 6 or 7 years, you know, Cody Ceci, Curtis Lazar, first-rounders that are playing, Zibanejad, of course, he just got dealt. Do you see any, like, we know Jean-Gabriel Pageau from 2011 is now playing, and they're pretty high in him. Do you see any other later-round picks that have been simmering and developing in the minors that you think are ready to come in and make this team this season?
This season, no. Okay. I think it's too veteran-laden a club that somebody's going to come in like that and surprise. Although the one guy that we just got done watching, and he was terrific, a guy that they picked in the second round, they didn't have a first-round pick 2 years ago in Philadelphia for the Bobby Ryan deal, but they picked Andreas Engeland, 40th overall, and no one really knows much about him. He plays over in Sweden, but he came over. He's one of those shut-down physical defensemen that couldn't wait to come over and play on the small ice. He absolutely dominated this tournament in London that we just got back from, and was a power, and you couldn't get the grin off of his face at how much he loved the smaller ice compared to the big ice over in Sweden. I don't think he's going to make the team this year, but I think he's going to go down to Binghamton and have himself a heck of a year. And then I really believe that that's the guy they envision in a couple of years to kind of take over for Dion Phaneuf and maybe play with a Cody Ceci and be their number four for years to come. And this is a guy, he's 6'4", he's 220 pounds, and he's a guy that just loves to throw his weight around. And, you know, if he can stay within himself and kind of learn the defensive game a little bit, that's the guy that's going to come up and surprise some people. But it's not going to be this year. I think they're too deep, and all of a sudden this is a team with a new head coach and Guy Boucher and Mark Crawford that they have visions on winning. It's completely changed the atmosphere around this organization from the last couple of years.
Do you think there's any fear, even looking past this season to the expansion draft? Because we know that the Senators could be one of those teams that could be in a situation where they lose a very, very good defenseman, maybe one that they don't want to lose. Has there been any kind of talk or thought or even kind of speculation, I guess, regarding the future expansion draft?
No, I don't think they're too worried about it. This is a team that I know they have some good players, but they're still going to start 5-6 this year with Mark Borowiecki, Chris Weidman, Freddie Claesson, maybe Matt Barkowski. They just signed to a PTO, comes in and plays well, and maybe he could grab a few minutes. But I don't think that there's a huge fear here that, you know, they're 6, 7, 8 deep at the NHL level right now where they're going to lose somebody that they just can ill afford to do so. So they're hoping that their 5-6 can be decent this year. And Chris Weidman 2 years ago was the American Hockey League Defenseman of the Year, but he's a small guy. And he came last year and I think had a tough time in his first year in learning the league. I think he'll be better this year, but he'll be pressed by, you know, some young guys behind him. But I don't really think that's a huge fear of losing a particular player, especially on the back end.
Now, if Ottawa is better, and, you know, most people assume that Montreal is going to be better because Carey Price is healthy and, you know, they made some other moves. Which teams do you see, like, even if Ottawa improves, who do they improve over that's taking a step back amongst the playoff teams in the Eastern Conference from last season?
Well, I don't see Montreal being better really at all. You look up front, you know, they bring in Andrew Shaw and, like, I just don't see on that team where they're going to be any better, you know, if Carey Price doesn't come back and play spectacularly. If he's not the best goalie in the league, I just don't see that team being all that good. you look to the top, right? And you look to Pittsburgh and you look to Tampa and, you know, Florida, I think if they can stay healthy, are going to be a very good young team again. But I really do believe, Jason, I know that it's a little bit surprising, but just with the expectation here and some of the veterans, and I think Derek Brassard is going to do wonders for Bobby Ryan. I think that's what they're hoping, but they finally get a left shot, right shot with him, and maybe a guy that can feed Bobby Ryan the puck, and he can become a more important player for them. But you bring back MacArthur, and you hope that you can get some of what he was able to give you before. I really think this is a pretty deep team. And, you know, with the only thing I'm really wondering right now is Guy Boucher has come in and said he's learned a lot from coaching overseas. And, you know, he's not a defensive coach like the 1-4 that we saw when they held Philadelphia behind the net. But we did see a lot of trapping at the rookie tournament. And that worries me a little bit, that this is a coach that predicates himself on defense and maybe not letting his guys just roam all around. And I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe it's the best plan, but does he have the lineup in front of him to compete with the very top teams? He's coached a lot of great stars, that I know, between Crosby and Junior and Stamkos and all the guys he's been with Hockey Canada. He's coached all of the really great ones over the last 10 to 15 years. Can he learn his second time around in the National Hockey League, to me, is the difference between the Ottawa Senators being a top four team and not a playoff team.
Like, I look at Montreal, and with Carey Price there for the majority of the season, there's no way they're not a better team in my books. Just because I think Carey Price is top five goalie.
Horrible. But they're horrible. The second Carey Price went out of the lineup, they couldn't beat you and me last year. I mean, this is not an offensive team whatsoever. And I don't think they got a lot better adding Shea Weber. I really don't. So I don't know where that team is going to put the puck in the net enough to compete with the big boys in the East.
Yeah, but if Carey Price is in, everybody saw what the record was when he was in.
Well,
every guy relaxes and naturally plays better when Carey Price is there.
Well, maybe, but I don't see enough talent on this team. That's just expecting a guy to come in and be the savior of the entire team. And I think he covered a lot of holes the real Montreal Canadiens of the team when he left the lineup, and they couldn't win a game to save their lives. So I'm just not convinced about this team at all. And I think, you know, some of the teams like the New York Islanders, I don't think are going to be as good. I don't like the Andrew Ladd signing at all for that team.
I would agree on that.
Yeah, I think there are some teams that are going to come back to the pack. I don't think the Rangers are going to be as good. They're going to put Mika Zibanejad, I think, in a bigger role, and I'm not sure he's ready for that Ottawa, New York, or anywhere else. I think some of the teams at the top are going to come back to the pack a little bit. I think Pittsburgh will obviously be up there. I think Tampa might be the best team in the conference again, but I'm going to put Ottawa in that 4-5 range ahead of most teams right now, and that's going on what I think and not what I know. But I do see a lot of guys that want to win right now and some veteran guys in that lineup. I think they have a great top four. I really do, with Dion Phaneuf back there right now. Like, he's just expected to be their number four and not be the hero like he was in Toronto. And he settled in and helped Cody Ceci a ton last year. And I think they're going to get a lot of production from their back end at the beginning of the year.
Lee, appreciate your time.
Always fun talking to you. Now, who is Edmonton cheering for? Team Canada or Team North America? I'm confused of this. That Connor McEverything is not playing on Team Canada, right? So who do people cheer for in Edmonton?
Well, it's kind of, I think they cheer for both right now because they don't have to face each other. And if North America doesn't win tomorrow, then it's pretty easy who they cheer for.
So they're cheering for two teams in six country and two other team tournament.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of the world cash grab of hockey, Jason.
Oh, yeah. See, I love it. It's competitive. It's great. I don't need to see Germany or Switzerland get their ass kicked. The prelim games are way more entertaining for me. I have no problem with it.
Well, so if Team North America wins, what happens in 4 years when they all can't play on that team?